Hello and welcome back to a new episode of She Who Dares Wins. Well, I say new, this is actually a special edition, shall we say, because this episode was actually filmed a few years ago. Yes, embarrassing. But it was lost. So this is a lost episode and it's an awesome episode. So thank you very much for joining us. And if you want to support the podcast, please go ahead and head over to shewhodareswins.com. You can grab yourself some awesome merch on the site. You just need the code podcast 10, and that gets you 10% off all the hoodies and tees. Is pretty epic. If you do like this podcast and you like listening, please subscribe, tell your friends, anything to help empower and inspire other women out there. And finally, we have launched our Patreon. That's right, so you can support us over there, and what a Patreon member gets is pretty fantastic. You get a bonus episode from every single podcast guest that is only available to members. Yes, that's right. So you can head over to Patreon and check us out if you want to support this podcast. I love doing this. This is my life. It's amazing. And hopefully you get as much from it as I do. Thanks for listening.
Hello and welcome to the She Who Dares Wins podcast. My guest this week is Elisa. Elisa, could you tell us what your surname is, please?
Yes. Hi to all of you. My surname is Peter Ebner.
Perfect. I wasn't even going to attempt that. Now, Elisa, I came across you on Instagram and I was just blown away by your pictures. But you are a pilot, but by the looks of things, a very special pilot. So would you call yourself an acrobatic pilot? Is that the right term?
Yes, that's correct. I'm an aerobatic pilot and I also do air shows and formation flying with my friends. We also go to air shows and perform some formation flights there, and also formation aerobatics. So I think aerobatic pilot is fine.
Cool, cool. And whereabouts are you based? Where are you right now?
Yeah, my base is in the middle of Austria. Austria is right in the middle of Europe, you know. I'm in the middle of Austria, as I said, surrounded by some mountains. My home base is called Eigenim Endstar. It's a military air base, but fortunately we are allowed to fly there as well. And it is quite between Salzburg and Graz.
Okay, nice. I mean, from your pictures, the landscape just looks breathtaking. That must be an incredible place to fly. Did you grow up there? Are you in your hometown as such?
Yes, exactly. I grew up here I'm flying in all over Austria, and we have a lot of air shows in Germany as well, but the landscape here in Austria and Germany was just quite fantastic, as you said before.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Okay, so how did you become a pilot?
Yes, that's a quite interesting story, because it's easier, to be honestly, because my father is a pilot as well. And I grew up at the airfield, and so let's say I have this aviation virus in my veins since I was a child.
And when did you first, when were you first in the position where you could fly? Was that something really young, or were you a little bit older?
No, it was quite in a young age, since I could reach the rudder pedals of the airplane, you know.
Wow.
I always tried to fly the airplane, and everybody explained a lot to me, even when I was a child, you know, like 6 or 7 years old. And then in the age of 15, I was allowed officially to begin with my sailplane license.
Okay.
And yes, and thereafter, after 20 starts or something like that with my flight instructor, I was allowed and also able to solo the glider for the first time.
Wow. And what was that experience like? Well, I imagine, it was pretty exciting. Was it nerve-wracking?
Yeah, it was just breathtaking. You know, at the beginning, of course, you are a little bit nervous, but then after that, it is just breathtaking and it's very emotional, and you will never forget this experience as a pilot.
Yeah, definitely. And for such a young age, that's pretty incredible too. So I take it there was never any, it's a silly question, but there was never any fear of flying since you were practically born into planes?
No, there was never fear of flying. There has always been respect, you know, but there was no fear of flying at all, no.
And how did your dad feel about you, you know, following in his footsteps? Was he nervous, or was he just very keen for you to take that route?
Yeah, he was not even nervous, because he saw that I'm quite talented from the beginning. And yeah, he was just proud of me, and he still is very proud of me. And he always supported me in aviation, and it is just, yeah, perfect as it is. And he is still very, very proud of me.
Oh, awesome. And did he do acrobatics as well, or was he, I say, just flying a plane, but that sounds so wrong.
No, he is no aerobatic pilot. He does not do any aerobatics, but he also likes to fly and do some cross-country flights and anything like that, and sightseeing flights. And therefore, he's even more proud of me for doing aerobatics as well.
And how did you make that transition from, you know, learning to fly to then deciding I want to go up and do these crazy tricks? Like, how did that happen?
Honestly speaking, it was a step by step decision, you know. First, as I said, I was beginning to fly with gliders, and thereafter you go to motor planes, single engine piston planes, and everything like that. And yeah, and then I had this dream to fly aerobatics and air shows, because I had been on a lot of air shows as a child, and even in my teenage phase. And then I decided to do that. I just wanted to do aerobatics, and I always had the dream to fly an air show once a time. And then I just wanted to do everything to make this dream possible.
And how easy is it? Like, is it a whole new, obviously there's more training involved, but is it something that you have to spend a lot of money and time on, or is it something that can be done and is accessible to most pilots if they want to take that route?
No, indeed, it is not that cheap, and you have to spend a lot of money and also a lot of time to make this dream happen. But I always had a lot of supporters, and I also decided to do my instructor license. So I also do instruction flights with young student pilots at my airfield. And therefore I earned some money for flying, and I was able to spend the money I earned for aerobatics. And yeah, that was a cool thing. And this was one of the reasons to make this all happen and all possible.
That's nice. So the passion fed, like, you've been able to go ahead and do what you want to do, but at the same time, you're helping others by flying as well. So, I mean, I don't see that many female pilots, whether it be in mainstream commercial or especially kind of doing what you're doing. Are you, as a female, massively underrepresented in the field?
Yes, I think indeed there are still way too few female pilots around the world, and I even don't know why exactly, because you know, there is no reason why you cannot be able to do the same thing like a male pilot does. But I think there is always some skepticism around the globe, and also in aviation, and maybe this is the reason why young girls or also women are, maybe they do not believe in themselves, and maybe this is the reason. I don't know why exactly, but I think there are way too few women in aviation.
And do you see like a new, like you say you teach, do you see any of the next generation? Do you see things changing? Do you see more girls wanting to fly and taking lessons, or are we still quite a long way off that?
Unfortunately not. I think we're quite a long way of that, because it's even hard to find young pilots, also male young pilots, because with all this social media and all these activities they are able to do, it's quite complicated to motivate them for flying, because flying, you need a lot of time and also some money you need to spend in flying in the aviation. And there, the problem is, when you once started to fly and learn to fly, you have to always do some flights and always go to the airfield, and you have to stay fit in this. And the problem is, there are so many other activities young people want to do, and they always are on their smartphones and always making arrangements with others, and then they are at the airfield, and 1 hour ago they need to go to this place and this place and this place with this friends and this friends and this friends. So there is a lot of stress in the young culture, let's say young culture, and it's not easy to find a conclusion with aviation and with this situation.
Right, because it's 100% commitment. Like there's no like part time. Like you have to put in a certain amount of hours, and also like you can't be flying a plane and Instagramming, texting, or I'd imagine doing your kind of thing. So yeah, so that's interesting. Actually, that's something that's never really come up on the podcast before. Is that kind of culture of young people coming through, and perhaps what might prevent them from chasing a career like yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting. That's a good perspective that you've given there. And for yourself, obviously your father being a pilot, I'm guessing helped massively from the positive side of things, but did you experience any negativity as a female coming into the aviation industry?
Yes, honestly speaking, of course there has been some skepticism when there is a young girl not even having a driving license but soloing gliders at the age of 15. But yeah, however, within a short period of time, they took note of my enthusiasm and also my talent, and yet the respect came by itself after that. And yeah, but it was not that easy from the beginning, let's say.
And was that like negativity with comments or like certain ways you were treated? Like how did that come across, and how did you deal with it?
Yeah, there have been a lot of comments. There have been something like, you're a young girl, you don't need to learn how to fly an airplane, but you need to go to the kitchen to learn to cook and something like that. There have been a lot of comments like this. But at the beginning, it was not that easy, but then I was just smiling at them, and I turned around, and yeah, I never stopped to focus on my goals and my dreams, but it's not that easy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like it's hard for anyone, you know, because you're doing something so extreme as well, and then to have, I suppose, that in the background is never easy for anyone. But I mean, the stuff that you do, if you can just explain to the audience a little bit, like, you know, I think the best way to explain is for people to go and have a look at some of your videos and pictures, but you are upside down, swinging around, like it is absolutely incredible. How much pressure does that put on you physically when you're doing this type of flying?
Yeah, of course you have the G-force on your body, and the G-force is up to, let's say, +7 or +8 G with aerobatic maneuvers, which means you have your weight 7 times or 8 times for a short period of time. It's just for a few seconds.
Yeah,
but it's not that easy for them, for your body. And when I started to do aerobatics like this, I of course did some exercises to get my body in shape and to get my body fit, and I always go to the fitness center and do some works for my body to be a little bit better prepared for this.
I mean, I did the Olympic downhill bobsleigh in Canada, on the Olympic track, and for I think it was not, I think it was like 1 second or 2 seconds, we hit like the full G's that they would have hit like the whole circuit. Mm-hmm. And that mm-hmm. sensation was just like, afterwards, I felt like my whole body had sunk further into the earth. But you know, that's something you deal with all the time. And physically, that's incredible. And it is incredible, I think, that you can show that women's bodies can take that too, as well as men's. Like, it's not,
of course,
it's not a gender thing. It's just you being physically prepared. So that, yeah, that, yeah. And I guess your mind's got to be switched on as well when your body's going through all that pressure. Do you think it takes a certain personality to become a pilot, or do you think it's something that could definitely be learned?
Let's say it's easier when you have some talent, but there are a lot of things you can also learn, but maybe it takes a little bit longer. Nice. As I said, all the physical things you can definitely learn. It's just a thing in your head, in your mind, you know, to fully concentrate and focus on the aircraft and to get your body in shape and to stay fit. You have to do some works, as I said, some exercises in a fitness center, or I like to go up on mountains. I like to do some mountaineering and also some skiing in the winter. So I have my body in a shape that's okay for aerobatics. Let's say, okay, it could be even better, but it's okay.
Hey, I feel you, but I'm not doing the stuff you're doing. Okay, and so do you fly, when you fly in your shows, are you part of a team? Are you part of like a team within Austria, or are you part of a global team? How does it work?
Many of the air shows I just fly alone, like a solo display, but I'm also part of a team. It's called the Sky Dexter team. It is based in Germany, and it's also a group of aerobatic pilots, but we focus on printing text in the sky.
Nice.
Like Sky Dexter. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a very cool thing. We are a couple of pilots, I think 7 or 8 pilots in total.
Right.
But they are always flying 5 planes at one time. And you are flying a formation, so next to each other, like in a line. And we have some boxes in our airplanes. And the boxes communicate with each other, with the airplanes, with the other airplanes. And yeah, we have a smoke system on board, and they communicate and they print the letters by itself. So we only have to focus on the flying, you know, on the formation flying. And then we can text everything in the sky, everything you want.
Wow. Okay. I'm guessing maybe a few marriage proposals in there.
And the problem is, we have there are a lot of people who want to do marriage proposal like that, but it's quite expensive. So it is more for companies, you know, to do some advertisements or marketing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not that easy because, as I said, there are almost 5 planes and 5 pilots, and the smoke system and the preparing from the smoke boxes and everything like that is very complicated. So it's not that cheap.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And going back to like females and like people's perspectives, you mentioned in the little email that we had back and forth, like it's quite nice sometimes to see people's reactions when it's you that steps out when you fly down. And just tell me a little bit about that, like, you know, so you go up and I'm guessing nobody knows who's up there. You do your show and then you land. Like, have you got any stories, some interesting stories about being at shows and people's reactions?
Yeah, indeed, there are some funny stories. There have been quite a few funny situations when arriving at different airports or after the landing in the last few years. There have been many people asking questions like, where is the pilot? And after opening the canopy in my small aircraft, luckily I was, there have been a few times when I was alone in the airplane. So I opened the canopy and they saw nobody else is in the cockpit, you know? So they had the answers, and it was was quite funny. It was very, very often.
Because I'm guessing
something. Sorry,
is the natural perception that you're going to be a man? Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe you know the movie Top Gun, you know, with Maverick flying and goose flying some crazy aerobatic maneuvers, and yeah, people always think there has to be a handsome guy like comfortable sitting in it.
Even better when a beautiful woman steps out and is just like, yeah, here I am representing. Yeah, exactly. And that must be so empowering and like wonderful to see people's reactions, but also it's good for the younger generation to see, because eventually that might become normal and there will be no question over who is stepping out. So yeah, I bet you've inspired quite a few young girls to probably follow in your footsteps.
Yeah, I always try to motivate young girls and also women for flying, and this is one of the reasons why I try to share my passion on social media platforms, you know, on Instagrams, and I like to upload some nice pictures for flying and also some videos and so on. Yeah, just to share this passion and to hope to motivate some other young pilots and girls.
And what would girls. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what would you say, you know, if you had a room full of young girls now, or even, you know, any female out there who just has always wanted to fly, what advice would you give them in terms of being able to get into it? Because obviously you had a little bit of help with your dad already being in the industry. And what word of advice would you give to someone who's thinking it's just not for them?
I would say just believe in yourself. Just believe in yourself and just do what you love and what you like, and just believe in yourself and in your dreams, and you can make it happen. You can make it happen.
Awesome. And other than just this crazy stuff that you do in the sky, what's the future for you? What have you got coming up in the next couple of years, or what's any big aims that you have?
Yeah, the problem currently is, you know, or let's say that the past few months and past year was the problem with the coronavirus situation. Unfortunately, there haven't been any air shows at all, you know, and I'm definitely looking forward that now hopefully this coronavirus situation is, let's say, behind us, or will be behind us in a few months. And then hopefully we can do some air shows again, and we can also do a lot of sky texting. There have been a lot of companies asking for us and want to make us fly, you know, with their marketing and advertisements. And yeah, and let's say there will be a lot of sky texting flights, and also hopefully air show flights in the next few years again. Yes.
And I've got to ask, you said this is not your day job, like this is something you do on the side. What is your day job?
Yeah, actually, I run a small company. I'm not airborne, but yeah, I try to be at the airfield as often as I can, and I spend all my part time at the airfield, yes.
Yeah, I mean, looking at your Instagram, and it seems like the dream world of, you know, skiing, mountaineering, and then flying, like this is... it's very adventurous, and it's everything that I would, it seems like a dream world to be in. Are there any downsides to it?
Oh, sorry. Could you repeat that? The last sentence,
yeah.
Please.
Are there any downsides? Is there anything like negative or that you struggle with but being a pilot, or is it all just good the whole time?
Let's say most of the time it's just good. You know, the only problem is, as we said before already, when you are successful or talented, or you are happy with your passion and you also share your passion, there are always people who are jealous, you know, and there are always even other pilots who envy you when you fly nice airplanes. like my aerobatic plane called the Extra 300. And yeah, there are only a few female pilots who are able to fly this aircraft or are able to do aerobatics and displays, airshot displays. And because this aircraft is more complex, you know, and challenging than others. And yeah, this is the only, let's say, negative aspect of this.
And is that jealousy from guys and girls? And is it like how have you experienced that? Is it comments or does it go further than that? The way you're treated, is it you know, how does that play out?
Yeah, sometimes it's the way I'm treated, and sometimes there are still some stupid comments. But yeah, and from all genders, also from girls.
Yeah.
So other girls and women, of course, and yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's always the same when you're successful, you know? And I have to say, maybe it's not just because of my gender, I also see how jealous people are or can be also to other male pilots, you know, when you have some cool things or cool aircraft or anything like that, or have a lot of fun with your friends in the air, or even when doing other sports, there are always people jealous. And I think this is just a problem of our society, maybe.
Yeah, and it's such a shame, because when you start to learn more about your story and you learn about how much you put into it as a career and how much talent it takes, it's so easy for some people to try and take that away just on the basis that you are doing a really good job. And it is sad, and I think it is, you're right, it's part of culture and society. Not everyone, but a small portion that kind of spoils it for everyone. But I think you are doing amazing things. Like, it's incredible to see what you're doing, and keep sharing your story on Instagram, because it will, you know, it will inspire other women, other girls to think, hell, like, I can get up there and I can do that. And for the likes of me, who I love flying, as in I love going to lots of different countries, but I still have a big fear of flying. Oh, it doesn't stop me. I still get... So when I see the stuff that you do, I'm like, it blows my mind. But yeah, it's incredible. And I want to thank you so much for giving me your time this evening, and for sharing your story with my listeners. So thank you so much for being a wonderful guest.
Thank you very much for your kind words, and it was a big pleasure for me. And when you're in Europe, around Austria or Germany, just let me know. I would like to invite you for a flight with me. We would really start with straight flights, you know, no aerobatics at the beginning. We will try to do it step by step, you know, but I would like to invite you whenever you're around. Just give me a call or send me a message.
Yeah, that's a day that I'm never going to give up, and I look forward to that in the future. And Austria is one of my favorite places to go ski, so there'll be no excuse. Yeah, to come and meet with you. That's incredible. Thank you so much. And I will link down in the show notes all of your socials as well, and the photos that you shared with me for the audience. And hopefully they can connect with you and they'll be able to follow your journey so far. So thank you so much. And have a great evening, and as we go into the weekend too. So thanks for your time, Elise. It's wonderful.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Have a nice evening as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.